Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. I want to describe somebody that I know to you. This person refuses to admit guilt or wrongdoing, unless it's a temporary admission to gain favour. They want to take credit for everything, but use others to accomplish their agenda. They'll withhold information, they'll even lie, or not tell you the whole truth. They ignore people who disagree with them, they talk, give credit, or show gratitude. They want to control everything and criticise those with an alternative point of view. Because they want to be the centre of attention, they must have the limelight. They sow the seeds of discord by belittling and minimising the value of others. They attempt to deflect their attributes onto another person, and they're quick to express an opinion and then shut down further debate by belittling a person or just by leaving the room. They refuse to express an opinion for fear of disapproval themselves. They are a strong-willed person who wants what they want when they want it. And they'll only fraternise with those who serve their agenda. And last of all, they'll go into hiding when things get tough. Does this sound like somebody familiar? Well, it should. Would you be able to live or even work alongside somebody like that? In the Bible, there's an account of a woman, a queen, just like that, Queen Jezebel. You know, when she first took the crown, everybody loved her. Unfortunately for her, this love affair didn't continue as she lied and manipulated and controlled the population she ruled over. For Christians, the spirit of Jezebel is one to be avoided. But popularity does some strange things to people where they themselves set themselves aside and they develop a Jezebel spirit either wittingly or unwittingly. I think the modern day term narcissist is the closest thing that we can describe as a Jezebel spirit. It is these traits which make me believe that New Zealand is being led by a leader who has the same spirit shown by Queen Jezebel. Without a doubt, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is this country's most charismatic politician that New Zealand has ever seen. Abroad and at home, Jacinda mania became the thing. Over the past 18 months, or perhaps longer, Ardern has gone from the giddy heights of popularity to being threatened and despised by some people who are on the fringes of society. Now, because I want to believe there's good in every person, I want to believe that Jacinda Ardern, when she entered Parliament and eventually became Prime Minister, her intentions were honourable. But more and more, we're seeing what really lies in the heart of our current leader. We see a leader who wants to orchestrate and control everything around her. She uses deception and manipulates the masses to get what she wants. It's been said that she wants to be the centre of attention all the time, and you know what? I'm not going to disagree with that. She has created fear, doubts, and anxiety within the population. She's been disruptive and divisive in people's lives. She has, by way of lockdowns and vaccine passports, disrupted believers from worshipping God. She's allowed and promoted the abolition of accountability for society and for moral values. She's encouraged Kiwis to dob in their neighbours. She's even closed the borders and refused to allow Kiwis to come home. She's denied grieving relatives access to a dying family member's bedside, forcing them to share their loved one's last moments via a Zoom video call. And she's wreaked havoc among marriages, friendships, groups, companies, relationships and institutions. All of this with a mantra, be kind and be part of a team of 5 million. But now this most loved politician is experiencing the truth in the saying, a day in politics is a long time. Now, I openly admit, I'm not a fan. I didn't vote for the Labour Party, their policies, their philosophy, nor their leader. Having said that, though, I accept and respect the position Ardern holds as the leader of this country. But like many, I'm opposed to the many policies which have been legislated and now enshrined as law. I'm opposed to the many future actions this government wants to take regarding land, water, health, education, and the list, well, it's just endless. All that said, I'm appalled by this two-tier system this government is encouraging, which pits New Zealanders against one another. You know, it's not just the vaccine mandate, it's townies versus farmers, it's Maori against Pākehā, it's local government against central government, it's one sex against the other, it's rich versus poor, it's the healthy versus sick. My friends, this is not the New Zealander we once loved, it's not a country or society that I want to be a part of. The tensions of this division will rise to a point like is happening overseas, and it's that reason It's that reason that I fear for this country. New Zealanders have experienced division in this country when the country erupted because of the rugby tour back in 1981. I believe the violence and pressure on families, friendships and the nation will just pale by way of the population to express their outrage today. This and future governments need to take some time out, sit down and have a cup of tea and consider where New Zealand needs to go in the future before it's too late. When the nation turned on Jezebel, it wasn't pretty. The Bible account says it was thrown from a high place and a body was left to the dogs. The warning is there for the manipulative Ardern, who has experienced a dizzying height of popularity if she continues to show this narcissistic or Jezebel spirit in her leadership. She will fall from grace from her lofty heights and it will be spectacular. Then watch the media go into a frenzy like ravenous dogs and feed on the Ardern legacy. But what will that legacy be? It won't be the nuclear moment for this generation as she espoused, but a nation divided, morally bankrupt and economically broke.
Thank you for listening. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. For more information, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.